ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। वेदाविनाशिनं नित्यं न्ययेन मजमो व्ययम् कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम्। दिस् वर्स् हेस् प्रश्न, आक्षेपार्थे प्रश्नः। प्रसन्स् दि क्वश्चन्स् एस् एन् अब्जेक्षन्। इस् इम्पासिबल् फार् अ ज्ञानी टु हेव् डुवर्शिप्, and jnani cannot with object of action, an agent of action, nor can he be an instigator of an action. Once he knows that he discovers one's own self being atma, once he discovers his swarupam being atma, and having identifying oneself as the atma, then jnani definitely cannot be the doer, cannot be the instigator of an action also. He cannot have kartrutvam, nor can he have karayitrutvam. He cannot have the status of being the doer, nor can he have the status of being the instigator of an action also. Absolutely, jnani is free from actions because the knower of the atma, being atma himself, is free from actions. It is established. The verse itself reveals this fact. So Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear in his commentary. Having completed his commentary on this specific verse, so based on the teaching given in the verse, he elaborated his teaching just to negate the view of the Pura Pakshi, the new view of Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. A group of people who claim them, call themselves to be Jnana Karma Samuchayavadinaha, who always believe that Jnanam itself is not enough for the attainment of Moksha. Atma Jnanam should be combined with the performance of action. Performance of rituals specifically. Jnanam should be combined. The combination of the synthesis of action with the jnanam alone serves as a means of attainment of moksha. This is their very strong view. Then such people are known as jnana karma samuchayavadinaha. So, Shrimad Bhagavatpada takes this opportunity by way of commenting upon this verse. After completing his commentary on this verse, he still elaborated all possible doubts one can have as a jnana karma samuchayavadi. Somehow karma must be combined with the jnanam. So he presented all possible doubts and he clarified them, we saw. And towards the end, we saw Shankara Bhagavatpada quoted a verse from the fifth chapter. is not actually, he did not quote the verse itself, but taking that verse, he explained how a wise person is free from doership and injarship, and how he remains free. Remains sukham aste means what? Sukham aste means he remains free. Being free is being happy. Being a sukhi. Having sukham means being free. So being free from all emotional turmoil while living in this world. Jivan neva muktihi. So basically, Shankara Bhagavatpada implied the meaning, they presented the meaning by simply stating that verse, Navadware Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvan Na Karayan Sukham Aste. How Sarva Karmani Manasa Sanyasya. Let us read the complete verse. There is a 13th verse of the 5th chapter. Sarva Karmani Manasa Sanyasyaste Sukham Vashi Navadware Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvanna Karayan. This is a verse which is going to come later on in the 5th chapter. But now, in his commentary on this verse in the 2nd chapter, where he established already the meaning of the verse being, the jnani is absolutely free from doership, that he cannot be a doer, nor can he be an instigator of an action. There, towards the end, he quotes this. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya, having renounced, given up all activities mentally, this wise person who has absolute mastery over everything as a vashi, Navadware Pure Dehi Sukham Aste. In his body, otherwise said to be 9-gated city, he remains free, he remains happily. Naiva Kurvan Na Karayan, without performing any action, without instigating, without making other person do anything, the person remains happily. Is a muktaha, which means the person is not at all dependent on, a wise person is not at all dependent on performance of action or dependent on the instigation of the action for his happiness and security. He is happy being himself, is dependent, is independent now. He is self-dependent. His own surupam is happiness. Having discovered Atma surupam being happiness, having shifted the wrong identity from anatma to atma, this person, seeing oneself as the atma, the very nature, he is actionless. Though he is free from the notion that he is the doer, he is the instigator of an action also. So this person, sukham aste, this Shankara Bhagavatpada presents this, the part of his verse, hitting how a jnani is free. He does not need to do anything, does not need to instigate anyone to do anything for his happiness. Simply, he is there. Because manasa sarva karmani sanyastavan, he has done all activities mentally. I already explained many times yesterday, sarva karmani manasa sanyasya means having renounced all actions mentally, means through knowledge, he has renounced all actions. renouncing all actions mentally means renouncing actions through knowledge that he is free from doership and enjoyership. He's free from all wrong notions that he is the doer and he is the enjoyer. This is what he explained. It is where Pura Pakshi came with the doubt. We have left here only. I know various doubts he clarified. You also heard yesterday in other previous classes. You might have forgotten, or you must be wondering what all doubts he clarified. I told you yesterday itself, I'm going to put all the doubts together and explain it again to you. But today, let's continue with where we left. So when he quoted this verse, Pura Pakshi had this doubt. Dehe sanyasya iti sambandha na dehe aste iti. This is Pura Pakshi's doubt. When Shankara Bhagavatpada presented the quotation, Dehe sukham aste. This dehi, jnani, having the clear vision of the Atma being one's own self, being free from the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer, or he is the instigator, he remains happily in the body. Which means he is free while living in this world. While living in this body itself, he is free. Because he has announced all his actions mentally through knowledge. He is no more doership. He does not entertain the wrong notion anymore that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer. He is not entertaining the wrong notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. He is in fact being free, renouncing actions through knowledge, which is mental renunciation of actions. Therefore, he is free. He is immediately comfortable, happily. So jnani, this jnani jiva, this jnani, dehe sukham aste. The dehe is a locative case. Jnani kutra aste, where does he remain happily? This jnani as an individual, being endowed with the individual body, mind, and his complex, though his identity is with the Atma now, still he remains happily in this body. That is the meaning. He is still alive, he is happy, he is there as an individual, but still because of the wisdom, because of the vision, he is happy. But here, Pura Pakshi somehow wants to say that sarva karmani sanyasya means this wise person who lived here until he leaves the physical body, he performed his actions. That is Pura Pakshi's view. The wise person, even after the attainment of jnanam, he continues to perform karma, because for him, performance of karma along with the jnanam is the sadhanam for the attainment of moksha. Only when he leaves the physical body, until the death happens, until he is about to die, he performs laukikam karma, definitely this vaidikam karma. He is a performer of rituals, sacred activities. He is a performer of secular activities also. Is a performer of religious activities, is a performer of the mundane activities also. As a performer of religious mundane activities, as a performer of secular sacred activities, he continues to be there in the body, along, even attaining jnanam, because for him, jnanam is combined with this karma as a sadhanam, as a means of attainment of mokshaha. This is what is Pura Pakshi's view. Therefore, he says, Dehe sukham aste. He is there comfortably in the happily in the body. That is not the interpretation. But Purapakshi stay, according to Purapakshi, he says, the sambandha, dehe sanyasya iti sambandha. So this wise person, having renounced all activities in the physical body, when he is about to die, now he cannot perform any more actions because he is going to leave. As long as he was healthy and he was living in the body, he was performing actions, even as a wise person, as a sadhana, as a means of attainment of moksha. Only when he is about to die, then he gives up all his activities. So having given up, having renounced all the activities in the body, dehe sanyasya, then what happens now? Then leaving the physical body, he is sukhamaste. He lives happily. Sukhamaste. He is happily there, having renounced all the activities in the physical body. This is how the meaning should be taken. So, sarva karmani dehe sanyasya. Sarva karmani dehe sanyasya. Namadvare pure dehi naiva kurvan nakarayan sukamaste. Then without doing, without instigating anyone to do, the person remains happily because he has renounced all the activities in the body, which means until about to die, this jnani must be performing actions, doing actions along with the jnanam as a means of attainment of mokshaha, which means jnanam is combined, the karma is combined with the jnanam. There's samuchayaha, there's a combination, there's a synthesis of action with the jnanam. This is what Purapakshi wants to say. So what does he say? Purapakshi, dehe sanyasya iti sambandha. The connection here is, dehe, in the body, having renounced the actions, this is how the, what should be connected with the deha is sanyasaha. Renunciation of actions. Renunciation of actions is connected with this word in locative case, dehe. Which means the person, until about to die, he keeps on performing rituals and actions. And only when he is about to die, having renounced all the actions in the body, then he remains. This is how it must be understood. Dehe aste iti na. He remains in the body happily. That meaning should not be taken. He remains happily in the body should not be taken. But he remains happily having renounced the actions in the body. This is how we should understand. This is what exactly is the interpretation of this verse. This is Purapakshi's view. Dehe sanyasya iti sambandha. Dehe aste iti na sambandha. When he says, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives an answer. What is the answer he gives? When we understand, to understand Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, we also take the help of other Tikakaras. Interpretation, which means to understand the heart of Bhagavad Gita, we have Shankara Bhagavatpada's Bhashyam. And to understand the heart of Shankara Bhagavatpada Bhashyam, we have the Tikakara's explanation. Tika means like small, the commentary on commentary, the sub-commentary. So we'll see that later. I'll explain to that. Let us see, read Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer. No. First he says no. The sannyasi, the jnani, renounces all actions in the body. That such interpretation is not correct. No. The connection of sannyasa, renunciation of actions, is not with the body. Simply remaining in the body, connection is only being there. Jnani remains. He as a jnani, being alive, being endowed with the body, mind, and karma, he's still there happily because mentally he's free. He's free from the wrong notions. When all wrong notions resolve in the wake of the clear vision of the Atma, wrong notions resolve means he's free from the hold of the mind. He's free, mentally he's free. That's what, then he's there happily. That's what the meaning. But Purupakshi's answer, Purupakshi's view is not correct. No. The connection of the word Dehe is not with the sannyasa. Why? Because renunciation of actions in the body is not the right interpretation. Again, Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness because Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. And this fact of changelessness being the nature of the Atma, and there with changelessness being the very swarupam, nature of the swarupam of the jnani, is understood very well in through all the texts, through Shruti Pramanam, through Smriti Pramanam, in Bhagavad Gita verses and all other Smriti Granthas, also in the Upanishads and all Upanishads uniformly, this fact is very clearly understood. Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere, in all possible Shastra texts, there's a firm understanding, doubt-free, ascertain understanding of the changelessness being the nature of the Atma. Avikriyatva avadharanat. Atmanaha avikriyatva avadharanat sarvatra. Our actionlessness, this understanding is already there. In any Upanishad, the teaching is uniform. In all the Upanishads, in all the Smriti Granthas which reflect the same Shruti's teachings, in all of them uniformly, the teaching is the same. What is the teaching? The nature of the Atma is changelessness. Therefore, actionlessness also is the nature of the Atma. And the jnani whose identity is with the Atma, who is actually Atma, nobody is Atma, is also free from actions, is actionless. Therefore, he remains. Having discovered this fact, being free from the wrong notions, jnani is there in the body, continues to be there in the body, but without wrong notions, therefore he is there happily. This is what is the explanation. And further he points out the fallacy in the Purupakshi's thinking. Asanakriyayaha cha adhikarana apekshatvat. Okay. Asana kriyayaha adhikarana apekshatvat. See, asana kriya means remaining. The asana kriya means the act of remaining or act of placing. When the jnani says, when the Purupakshi says, jnani renounces all the activities in the body. Sarva karmani dehe sanyasya sukamasti. That's what he says. It means The jnanis mistakes the word, the meaning of the word sannyasa as the act of sannyasaha itself means renunciation, giving up. There, it is derived from the root nyas. Nyas is the dhatuhu. Please listen to me carefully, Sanskrit students also. Nyasyati. Nyasyati is a verb. Nyas is the dhatuhu. The verb derived from the root nyas is nyasyati. Nyasyati means places, puts. Places, puts, drops is the meaning. Pustakam, pustakam, utpitikayam nyasyati. So nyasyati took the sthapayati. He places the book on the table. He places the cup and the zinc like that. The placing. Nyasyati means places. Puts. Drops. But we add the prefix sun, sum. The prefix sum, the meaning changes. So nyas dhatu with upasarga, prefix sum, meaning changes. Sam nyasyati. Sam nyasyati. San nyasyati. Means totally gives a pronounces. The meaning changes. So gives up pronounces means here gives up what? Actions. So renunciation of actions means non-performance of actions. So renunciation itself here implies what? Non-performance. Renunciation of actions implies, sannyasaha implies withdrawing oneself from performing activities. So withdrawal of activities, which means renunciation of actions, means non-performance of actions. But here, this according to Purupakshi, the meaning of the sannyasa is the performance of the act of renunciation. So what he says, Dehe sarvakarmani sannyasya means having renounced all the actions in the body, means having placed all the actions in the body. He uses the meaning of the word sannyasa in the sense of placing, the act of placing, and to do the act of placing, one need adhikaranam, location. So body is the adhikaranam. Body is the location, and where he places this act of placing. So act of placing, act of remaining requires what? Adhikaranam, a locus. We say he places something means where does he place? Adhikaranam is required. Therefore, asana kriyayaha adhikarana apekshatvam asti. For this act of placing, act of remaining, there's a requirement of the location. Whereas, sannyasasya tad anapekshatvat. Whereas sannyasa does not have the requirement of the location. Non-performance of actions, withdrawing oneself from actions, renunciation of actions does not require a location. There is no requirement for sannyasa of any location. Tad anapekshatva sannyasasya. For renunciation of actions, location is not required. There is no requirement of a given place for renunciation of the actions. Sannyasa means non-performance. For not performing actions, what action, what location you require? There's no location is not required. Therefore, சந்நியாசிய அனபேக்ஷத்துவம் அஸ்தி. Renunciation of actions has the non-requirement of location. Because non-performance of actions has the non-requirement of location. Whereas the act of placing, act of remaining has the requirement of location. Therefore, sampurvahatu nyasa shabdaha. So here the word nyasaha, which means placing, derived from the root sam, nyas, has the prefix sam. Sam purvaha means what? The word nyasa with the prefix sam before it. Sam purvaha nyasa shabdaha. The word nyasa with the prefix sam in front, iha, has what? Tyagartaha, has the meaning of giving up. The word nyasa with the prefix sam has the meaning of giving up, meaning of renunciation, implying non-performance. Na nikshepartaha. Nikshepaha means placing. Nikshipati. Nikshipati means places, throws. So nikshepartaha means placing. So nikshepartaha na. So the word nyasaha has nikshepartaha. The word nyasaha has nikshepartaha. The word nyasa without the prefix sam has the meaning of placing, putting. Whereas the word nyasaha with the prefix sam as sannyasaha has the meaning of renunciation, tyagartaha, na nikshepartaha. So the word nyasaha with the prefix sam does not have the meaning of placing. Nikshepartaha na tyagartaha eva nyasa shabdasya sampurvakasya nyasa shabdasya sampurvaha nyasa shabdaha means what? Nyasa, the word nyasa with the prefix sam has the meaning of renunciation, giving up, not the meaning of placing. Tyagartaha eva na nikshepartaha. Therefore, Purupakshi is wrong. Purupakshi's view is wrong. Interpretation is wrong. What does it mean? As a jnani, as long as a person becomes a jnani, as long as a jnani, he may have wrong identity with anatma, and he may have the wrong notion of oneself being the doer and enjoyer, then that is the problem. When the person has a clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own self being Atma, identity is with the Atma, and knowing the nature of the Atma being actionlessness, Jnani is free from all wrong notions of oneself being the doer or the instigator of action, etc. Such a Jnani remains happily in the nine-gated city of body. Therefore, Jnani does not need to combine any action at all with the Jnanam as a means of attainment of Mokshaha. The knowledge itself is freedom. Already, because of the Jnanam, he is already free. Therefore, he is there. He remains free in the body. He remains happily in the body. Because of the perspective change, because of being free from wrong notions, is free. Even he does not need to do any karma. What can a jnani do? Jnani can remain as a sannyasi. He can give up all activities. Jnani need not perform any activities because Jnani is not dependent on anything else for his happiness anymore. Jnanam has blessed him. Jnanam itself would bless him with the happiness that he is aspiring for. Because he discovers happiness is his own swarupam. Jnani, having happiness on his own swarupam, is no more dependent on anything else in the world for his happiness and security. So he does not definitely depend upon the performance of action, the result of actions also for his happiness. So he need not do anything. He can remain as a sannyasi without doing any actions. Or even if he continues to remain as a grihastha jnani, still he can involve himself in all physical, mental, oral activities, and he can perform all those activities for the well-being of society. Lokasangrahartham, for the well-being of society, for the welfare of the society, he can continue to be performing actions without the notion that he is the doer and he is the enjoyer. Even if a jnani performs the activities, his karma becomes what? His karma is a pseudo-karma, which means his karma becomes abhasaha, non-binding actions. Why non-binding? He is not dependent on performance of actions or the results of actions for his happiness and security. He just performs for the sake of performing for the welfare of the society. He is not even dependent on doing something for society for his happiness. He is simply performing. So, Atma Jnani has only two things he can do. Either he can continue to be a grihastha jnani, grihastha. Even as a jnani, he can continue to be a householder. He can involve himself in all activities. He can be physically active, he can be mentally performing action, he can be orally involved in actions, and for the welfare of the society. And whatever karma is involved in also, no karma will bind him, because the karma is actually abhasaha, the falsified action, the pseudo action. Arma abhasaha, because he is free from the notion that he is the doer and he is enjoyer. He has a different perspective. Otherwise, even if he enters into the life of sannyasa also, even as a sannyasi giving up all activities also, he can remain. Whether he is a sannyasi or he is a grihastha, Jnani's perspective is different. Jnani is free from all wrong notions that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer. There is no more doership and enjoyership. Whether a jnani lives as a renunciate of actions or lives as a grihastha jnani in involving himself in activities, still he is mentally free. That's why sarva karmani manasa sanyasya sukham aste, happily he lives his life. As a sannyasi giving up activities, or as a grihastha continuing to be performing actions. As karma abhasa. Therefore, here, Pura Pakshi's view is not correct. The non-performance cannot be made an action. Sannyasaha implying non-performance cannot be made an action. So the word nyasaha with the prefix sam does not mean the act of placing. It means renunciation, giving up. This is the answer given for a Purupakshi. There's no way of combining jnanam with the action as a means of attainment of moksha for a jnani. Tasmat Gita Shastre Atma Jnanavataha Sanyaseyeva Adhikaraha. For Gita Shastre, in this Shastram, in this Bhagavad Gita, which is revered as Shastra. Bhagavad Gita, though it is not Shruti, still it enjoys the status of being the Shastram. Bhagavad Gita is the Shastram. In this Shastram, I told you many times before, the very word Shastram has the beautiful meaning. Why Gita is Shastram? Why Veda is Shastram? Why Shruti is Shastram? Shastram is that which governs one's way of life. If I have Shraddha in the Shastram, if I study the Shastram with the help of the teacher, I understand the teaching, and if I live my life in conformity with the teaching, then Shastram governs my life. Shasti, Jivitam Shasti. Thereby, Trayate. It governs the way of life of a person who follows the instructions. Thereby, it protects the person. Relatively, it protects the person. Absolutely, it protects the person. It enables the person strictly live a life of dharma. Thereby, it protects the person relatively. It enables the person discover the truth. Thereby, it protects the person absolutely. It liberates a person absolutely from the fear of becoming the victim of any problem in life, including the death. Therefore, Shastram means, very beautiful word, Shasti, Trayate. Shasanat Trayate iti Shastram. So Gita Shastram, Gita is a Shastram. In the Bhagavad Gita Shastram, it is made very clear. What is made very clear? Atma Jnanavataha Sanyase Yeva Adhikaraha. For a person of self-knowledge, Atma Jnanavan. Is it Takaranta Pullinga Shabdha? Atma Jnanavat Shabdha. Atma Jnanavat means the person of self-knowledge. The person who has the clear, doubtfully ascertained vision of the self, being Atma, all-pervasive, consciousness. Such a person is Atma Jnanavan. The fifth case, sixth case, Atma Jnanavataha. For a wise person, who has the clear vision of the Atma for him, sanyase eva adhikaraha, no choice. Sanyase eva adhikaraha means renunciation of action is inevitable. Whether he continues to be a grihastha ashrami or whether he lives as a sanyasa ashrami, doesn't matter. If jnanam is there, whichever ashrama he is in, still he is renunciate only. Because his perspective is different. He is free from wrong notions. Therefore, he is an renunciate of actions. Sanyasa eva adhikaraha. Na karmani. Definitely, he is no more eligible for performing actions, which means he need not perform actions. If he perform actions, it'll be karma abhasaha, because he will not have the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. Again, he is not performing actions, being dependent on the performance of actions, the results of actions for his happiness. Therefore, karmani na adhikaraha, ஆத்மஜானவத, ஓகே, மெமரைஸ் யூ சென்டென்ஸ். ஆத்மஜானவதா கர்மணி ந அதிகாரா சந்நியாசே ஏவ அதிகாரா. So to be a renunciate of actions, what should you need? What do you need? Only Atmajnanam. If you have Atmajnanam, you have different perspective, you're free from the wrong notion that you are the doer and enjoyer, you are renunciate of actions. Whether you perform actions, you don't perform actions. But without the clear vision of the Atma, without having right perspective of the self, and without having being free from the wrong notions, still entertaining the wrong notions, you simply physically give up activities and sit quietly, still you are not a renunciate of actions. Understand? Therefore, Atmajnanavata sanyasa eva adhikaraha. For a person of self-knowledge, sanyasa eva adhikaraha na karmani. Iti tatra tatra, everywhere in different places, uparishtatu ஆத்மஜான பிரகரணே தர்சயிஷ்யாமஹா. உபரிஷ்டாத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஃபர்தர் இன் ஆல் தி ஃபாலோயிங் சாப்டர்ஸ் இன் தி கமெண்டரி ஆன் வேரியஸ் வர்சஸ் ஆஃப் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா. உபரிஷ்டாத் ஹியர் ஆஃப்டர் ஃபர்தர் வென் யூ கோ அஹெட் வித் அதர் வர்சஸ் ஆஃப் அதர் சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஆத்மஜான பிரகரணே இன் தி In each chapter, the section dealing with the knowledge of the self, we will show this. Darshayishyamaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, not only here, it does not end here. So Puru Pakshi must be very careful. Already he has been very clearly taught, his doubt has been clarified, whether his doubts have become clear. Whether he is clear or not, we who listen to this teaching must be very clear. Once Atma Jnanam is there, there is Karma Sanyasaha, renunciation of actions. It is Jnanam, only in the wake of the Jnanam, renunciation of actions is possible. Renunciation of action means the wrong notions will resolve. Having the wrong notions resolved is what? Renunciation of actions. That's why physically giving up activities is not renunciation of actions. Resolving the wrong notion of one's own self being the doer and enjoyer or the instigator of actions is actually renunciation of actions. Jnanam is there. Ajnani is sarvakarma sannyasi. Whether he is involved in activities as a grihastha or he is sannyasi, has given up the activities also. And this is the fact. And this fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, uparishtat. Uparishtat means what? Further, when we go ahead, commenting upon the verses and the later on all the other chapters, and in every chapter the sections dealing with the self-knowledge, we will again clearly bring to light this fact of Atmajnanavataha sanyase eva adhikaraha. Atmajnani is the renunciate of actions. Whether he is performing, whether he is not performing, he is renunciate of actions. He is not a performer of actions. He does not become the performer of actions. Even if he is performing, he is not a performer of actions. So this Bhagavad Gita Shastram, we will show clearly, will bring to light this fact in every chapter, in the section dealing with Atma Jnanam. Will reveal this, bring to light this fact that sannyasi, Atma Jnani is renunciate of actions. He is not a performer of actions. Okay. Shankaravadpada continues here. Prakrutam tu vakshyamaha. Prakrutam tu vakshyamaha. So in this verse now, at last, the long time, Shankara Bhagavatpada has concluded his commentary on this 21st verse. Long commentary, isn't it? Short commentary, but it took very long for us to complete. That's all. Now, in the following verse, following statements, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next verse. The following verse, 22nd verse. Prakrutam tu vakshyamaha. So, prakrutam vakshyamaha means we shall now explain. Prakrutam. So, the subject matter under discussion. Let us. So, vakshyama. We shall explain the subject matter under discussion. What subject matter under discussion? Atmaswarupam is the main subject matter under discussion. Prakrita means subject matter under discussion. The main subject matter under discussion in these verses is what? The nature of the Atma, Atmaswarupam. So, vakshyamaha. We shall explain the nature of the Atma, the subject matter under discussion in this section. Tatra Atmanaha Avinashitvam Pratignyatam. Atmanaha Avinashitvam. Avinashitvam means what? Indestructibility. Atma having the status of being indestructible has been Pratignyatam. 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 And what has been promised. Promise means he has proposed. So, Atma Avinashitvam. Atmanaha Avinashitvam. Pratignyatam. Tat kim iva iti uchyate. So, the indestructibility, Avinashi, indestructible, indestructibility of the Atma, or Atma having the status for being indestructible, is the, how Atma is indestructible, this subject matter. And this was already proposed, already discussed, that kim iva iti uchyate. So now in the following verse, how Atma is absolutely indestructible, that is explained here. Kim iva, like what? Indestructibility of Atma is like what? That is explained here in the following verse. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Navani grinnati naroparani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Anyani sayati navani dehi. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Navani grinnati naroparani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. अन्यानि संयाति न वाणि देहि। So the first line, if you take, grinnati is the verb. Grinnati, okay, let us do some simple study here, how we understand. Naraha, kaha grinnati, naraha grinnati. A human being picks up, takes what? Navani aparani. Before taking up, what does he do? Vihaya. Vihaya means having given up. So, Naraha Vihaya Grinnati. Having given up, a human being takes up. What does he give up? What does he take up? Jirnani Vasamsi Vihaya. Jirnam Vasas means torn out cloth. Jirnani Vasamsi Vihaya. Jirnani Vasamsi Vihaya. Aparani Navani Grinnati. So having given up the torn, worn out clothes, he picks up other new ones. Aparani Navani Grinnati. He picks up other new ones. So this yatha is the indicable words yatha and tatha. Yatha just as so. So yatha naraha jirnani vasamsi vihaya aparani navani grinnati. Sentence is not complete. Incomplete sentence. You see, if we give up ayatha, it's a complete sentence. Jirnani vasamsi vihaya navani aparani navani grinnati naraha. We say it's a complete sentence. Jirnani vasam naraha jirnani vasamsi vihaya aparani navani grinnati. Complete sentence. Having given up the worn out clothes, human being picks up other new ones. Complete sentence. If we add yatha, it becomes incomplete sentence. Just as a human being, having given up the worn out clothes, he picks up the new other new ones. Tatha, so also. Jirnani sharirani vihaya, having given up the worn out bodies, old bodies, Dehi is Atma, Anyani Navani Sanyati. This Dehi, the one who is endowed with the body, assumes and picks up a new body, which means the body, physical body, is like a dress only. The dress, definitely, we change the dress, we don't wear the same old dress. Every day we change. And when the clothes become completely worn out, we throw away and pick up new ones also. In the same way, the physical body also definitely subject to the disintegration. And when it becomes old, it falls out. The jiva picks up another body. Which means the body alone falls apart. What happens to the dehi then? This is the literal meaning of the verse. So jirnani yatha naraha jirnani vasamsi vihaya aparani navani grinnati tatha jirnani sharirani vihaya dehi anyani navani anyani sanyati. Dehi picks up other new bodies, assumes new other bodies. The literal meaning. So here Bhagavad-pada's commentary follows. Vasamsi, let us see here first. It means definitely, even the sukshma shariram continues to be there indestructibly. Even sukshma does not become destroyed. the physical body's sthula shariram alone becomes disintegrated. So every time the sukshma shariram, when the paradha karma becomes completed, gets exhausted, no more paradha karma to be exhausted. The paradha karma becomes exhausted, then jiva cannot survive in the physical body anymore. This physical body itself can be there only as long as one has paradha karma. The paradha karma is exhausted means here the sukshma has to quit this sthula shariram. When the mind, with the manifestation of consciousness, I'm not saying conscious, the manifestation of consciousness, along with all subtle aspects, the whole sukshma leaves the physical body, then the body becomes lifeless death, dead body. Then what happens to sukshma? So the sukshma, the mind, the manifestation of consciousness assumes another body, ordained by the next set of parabdha karma. Again that body goes, again another new body. As long as ajnanam is there, as long as kartrutvam bhoktrutvam is there, as long as one has punya papam accumulations, one will continue to be changing body to, changing from one body to the other body. This is will be endless. Only when the soul sukshma becomes, the sukshma shariram becomes resolved for good, when the mind becomes resolved for good, the mind does not survive anymore, then assuming another body, being born again is not possible. And mind cannot be destroyed at all. Mind has to be resolved. Mind will resolve by itself only if the ajnanam becomes resolved for good. Ajnanam is the seed of the mind. If ignorance of the self becomes resolved for good, mind will be resolved for good. Resolution of ignorance is the resolution of the mind. And when mind is resolved means the sukshma is not there anymore. Therefore, assuming another body, being born again is not possible. That's why jnana deva kaivalyam. Only in the wake of the clear ascertained doubtful vision of the Atma, when the mind becomes resolved for good, then being born again is not possible. Then videha mukti is possible. Until then there will be continuity of life from one body to the other body. So even sukshma is not destructible. Only jnanam sukshma will resolve, but Atma is absolutely indestructible. Atma is absolutely indestructible. Therefore it is said here, Vasamsi. Vasamsi means what? Shankaracharya explains here. Vastrani. Vasas sakaranta shabda. You to gender word only. Vasas. Vastram. So Vasamsi Vastrani. Kshukidushani Vastrani Jirnani. Jirnani means what? Jirnam Vastram, worn out cloth. Jirnani Vastrani. Jirnani Vasamsi means what? Durbalatam Gatani. Durbalatam Gatani means what? The clothes which have gone very, very worn out. Durbalatam Gatani. So, yatha, loke, just as in the world, vihaya, having given up the worn out clothes, vihaya means what? Parityajya. Vihaya is equal to parityajya. Navani, navani means navam, new one. Navani, new ones. Abhinavani, navani is equal to abhinavani, the fresh ones. The new ones, grinnati. Grinnati is a simple verb. He gives one more verb. Upadatte. Datte, adatte, upadatte. Upadatte means what? Picks up. Just as a human being, having given up, leaving aside the old worn out clothes, takes up the new ones. Who? Naraha. Naraha here means Purushaha, a human being. Aparani. Aparani is equal to Anyani, other ones. Tatha. Tatha means Tadvat, like that. Tad, Vat means like, Tad means that. So, Tatha is equal to Tadvat, like that. So, also, Tadvati Eva, like that only. Tatha means Tadvadeva. Tadvadeva means what? Like that only. Sharirani Jirnani Vihaya. Jirnani Sharirani Vihaya. Having given up, leaving aside the worn out bodies. Anyani Sanyati. Sanyati means Sangachati. Sanyati means Sangachati. Navani. Anyani Navani Sanyati. Sanyati is equal to Sangachati. Who Dehi. Dehi means here Atma. Purushavat. Purushavat avikriyaha eva ityartha. So Atma avikriyaha eva. How this human being who, when you change the physical body, changing the, when you change the clothes, the person, the clothes become changed. The person who is wearing the clothes, he doesn't change. The same person is there. Clothes alone are changed. The same way, bodies are changed. The Atma doesn't change. Purushavat, like the person, changing of the clothes does not change the person. In the same way, the changing the bodies does not change the Atma. Atma is what? Avikriyaha. The Dehi, Atma, the Atma here, Avikriyaha eva, Atma continues to be there changelessly. So Dehi Atma Purushavat Avikriyaha eva. Iti Artaha. This is the simple commentary here. Now, Kasmat Avikriyaha eva. Iti Aha. How do we say that Atma is ever changeless? Kasmat Avikriyaha eva. Iti Aha. Then Shankara Bhagavatpada explains further how Atma is ever changeless. In the following verse, we are going to see here. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. Na chainam kledayantyapaha, na soshayati marutaha. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. Na chainam kledayantyapaha, na soshayati marutaha. So here we break that word nainam. Na enam. So shastrani yenam na chindanti. This is the prosody. Yenam na yenam chindanti. Chindati chindataha chindanti. So weapons do not cleave katti atma. So yenam means what? Enam means this. It's the objective case of I am. So I am atma. avikriyaha. His atma is absolutely changeless, avinashi, indestructible. Therefore, what? Enam is objective case. Enam means implies this atma, this nearest self. The all-pervasive reality, abstract formless consciousness, implied by the term atma, obtaining as the very truth of the self, nearest self, truth of I, the nearest self. Enam implies nearest self. Nearest self means what? Reality obtaining as this very truth of I, this atma. Enam shastrani na chindanti. So weapons do not cleave, do not cut, do not chop this atma. So weapons stand for what? The earth element. All weapons means iron, metal. So metal stands for earth element. So atma is not harmed by the earth elements, earth element or earthen elemental products. Pavakaha yenam na dahati. So pavakaha is fire. The fire always purifies everything by burning, destroying, reducing everything into ashes. It purifies everything. That's why punati iti pavakaha. Fire is said to be pavakaha because purifier. So here let us take a fire. This purifying fire, fire element also, it can burn everything in the world. The one thing it cannot burn is what? This atma. Atma is the very truth of the fire. The fire itself enjoys existence in the atma. Therefore, the fire element which can burn everything does not burn this all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the nearest self, as the very truth of I. Enam pavakaha na dahati. Apaha enam na kledayanti cha. Apaha enam na kledayanti cha. And apaha, this apaha is a nitya bahuvachana shabda. Apu, apo apaha. Apaha means what? In Sanskritam we have to say plural word, okay? Waters do not wet, drown is atma. The atma cannot be tainted. Atma cannot be harmed by the water element. Apaha enam atmanam na kledayanti cha. Marutaha na soshyati. There are only five elements, okay? Space is implied here. Space which is accommodates everything, being accommodated in the very atma. The adhishtanam of the space is atma. Therefore, space cannot do any harm to the atma. And what can we talk of other elements? No element, earth or the earthen products, earthen elemental products, fire, water, or even, you know, air element, no element can do any harm to the atma. Atma is absolutely indestructible because it is changeless. Marutaha na soshayati. Wind does not dry up the atma. This is literal meaning. So, yenam dehinam. Yenam prakrutam dehinam. So again, it is made very clear. Five elements, four are mentioned. The fifth one is space is implied here. All five elements are inert matter. And the elements themselves are inert. They're subject to change also. These elements, which are dependent on Atma for their existence, cannot do any harm to the Atma, cannot bring out any destruction in the part of the Atma. How can wave cause any destruction of the water? The wave is dependent on the very water for its existence. In the same way, space elements, space or air or wind or earth or water, all these elements, all five elements enjoy their existence in this all-pervasive, abstract, formless reality. The consciousness, pure knowledge, employed by the term Atma. So they cannot do any destruction. Atma is absolutely indestructible because Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. Swarupam is changelessness. Therefore, no change can be brought about on the part of the Atma. So he says, Shankara Bhagavatpada writes, Yenam Prakrutam Dehinam. This Dehi, the indweller, this all pervasive, abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma, indwelling this body, as indweller of the body, up to the very truth of the eye, this Dehi, this Atma, Shastrani na chindanti Shastrani. So, yenam prakritam dehinam Shastrani na chindanti. We already know why weapons do not cut, why weapons do not cleave or chop the Atma. See, the weapons can cleave or chop or cut only things which have parts. A partful thing can be cut into pieces. Many parts, part by part, something can be cut. But here, Atma is what? Atma is partless. Atma is limbless. Nir avayavatvat. Atma is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. The absolutely subtlest, all-pervasive, abstract reality, formless reality, formless, partless, limbless reality cannot be cut into pieces. Even space we cannot cut. Where is the question of cutting Atma? Nir avayavatvat. What's the reason? Nir avayavatvam is the reason for elements, for earthen, for the earthen products, the weapons not being able to cut Atma. Niravyavatvat shastrani na chindanti. Kena karana, kasmat karanat. Kena karanena, kasmat karanat shastrani na chindanti. Niravyavatvam is the karanam. Niravyavatvam, limblessness, partlessness is the reason. The niravyavatvat, due to the reason of partlessness, limblessness. So, avayava rahitatvat. Weapons do not cut the Atma. Na avayava vibhagam kurvanti shastrani. Asya avayava vibhagam na kurvanti shastrani. So, weapons do not do the separation of the parts. Separation of the limbs. Weapons do not do the separation of the parts or the limbs of the Atma because Atma does not have limbs, does not have parts, does not have avayavams. So, niravayavatvat avayava vibhagam na kurvanti Shastrani na chindanti. So how can you do the anvaya? Yenam prakrutam dehinam shastrani na chindanti nir avayavatvat shastrani ஓகே. அசி ஆதீனி, அசி ஆதீனி சஸ்திராணி. அசிஹி மீன்ஸ் நைஃப், ஸ்வேர்டு. அசி ஆதீனி வெப்பன்ஸ் சச் ஆஸ் நைஃப் எக்ஸெட்ரா. அசிஹி நாட் த வேர்ப் அசி, ஓகே. அசிஹி தோம் அசி, தட் அசி மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர், பட் ஹியர் அசிஹி புட் விசர்கா, இட் பிகம்ஸ் அ நைஃப். அசி ஆதீனி, அசி ஆதீனி அஸ்யாதீனி சஸ்திராணி. தி வெப்பன் சச் ஆஸ் நைஃப் எக்ஸெட்ரா டு நாட் டூ தி செப்பரேஷன் ஆஃப் தி லிம்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் நோ லிம்ஸ். நிரவயவத்வாத் சஸ்திராணி அஸ்யாதீனி சஸ்திராணி வெப்பன் சச் ஆஸ் நைஃப் எக்ஸெட்ரா அவயவ விபாகம் ந குர்வந்தி. அவயவ விபாகம் ந குர்வந்தி, வெப்பன்ஸ் டு நாட் டூ தி செப்பரேஷன் ஆஃப் தி லிம்ஸ் அவயவாஸ் பார்ட்ஸ். ததா ந ஏனம் தஹதி பாவகா. இன் தி சேம் வே, not only the earth element and the earth and elemental products, weapons such as knife etc. do not cut its parts because it doesn't have parts. Agnihi api na bhasmi karoti. When the fire does not burn the atma, means fire also does not reduce the atma into ashes. Na bhasmi karoti. Fire can reduce anything into ashes, burn, reduce, but it cannot come near the Atma. Agnihi api na bhasmi karoti. Stutha pavakaha enam na dahati. Means what? Agnihi api na bhasmi karoti. Tatha na enam kledayanti apaha. In the same way, just as earth, earthen elements, elemental products, knife etc. cannot cut the Atma because it has no limbs. Even the fire cannot reduce this Atma into ashes, burn and reduce it into ashes. Tatha, in the same way, yenam apaha na kledayanti. Even weapons do not wet and damp down the Atma. Waters do not wet the Atma. அபாம் ஹி சாவயவஸ்ய வஸ்துனஹ ஆர்த்ரீபாவ கரணேன அவயவ விஸ்லேஷாபாதனே சாமர்த்தியம் தது ந நிரவயவே ஆத்மனி சம்பவதி. சி அபாம் ஹி சாவயவஸ்ய வஸ்துனஹ அவயவ விஸ்லேஷாபாதனே சாமர்த்தியம் அஸ்தி. சி, வாட்டர் ஹாஸ் தி கெப்பாசிட்டி, வாட்டர் இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப், வாட் ஹாஸ் தி கெப்பாசிட்டி கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப், கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் வாட்? அவயவ விஸ்லேஷபாத விஸ்லேஷாபாதனம். வாட் இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் காசிங் தி செப்பரேஷன் ஆஃப் the limbs? How? By causing the dampness, the wetness of the object having many parts. Whereas niravayave atmaina sambhavati, atma being partless, atma being limbless, atma being one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, that does not happen on the part, such thing does not happen on the part of the Atma. Even water does not do any harm to the Atma. Anything put together, anything which has parts, can get soaked in water. And gradually, it can get really withered. It can be broken into pieces. something is all the time is soaked in water, means slowly it can be destroyed, it can be changed. But Atma is absolutely changeless. Therefore, water cannot do any harm to the Atma. The Atma being partless, niravayave, Atmani, that does not happen. What does not happen? Avayava visleshapadana. Ardri bhava karanam is not possible. First of all, water cannot wet, cause any dampness in the part of the Atma. Thereby, it cannot divide its parts because it has no parts. Tatha apaha enam na kledayanti. Apamhi savayavasya vastunaha ardri bhava karanena. Ardri bhava karanam. See, ardri bhava karanam means causing the dampness. Making something spoil. You put some fruits in the water, what happens? Slowly it gets spoiled. So Atma cannot get spoiled. Cannot be spoiled by the water. Because water itself is dependent on Atma for its existence. All the elements, everything in this universe, the Maya itself is dependent on Atma for its existence. And what can we talk of the Maya products? All elements, all elementals enjoy their existence in the Atma. They're dependent on Atma for the very existence. Where is the question of causing any harm to the Atma, destruction of the Atma? So, apamhi savayavasya vastunaha ardribhava karanena avayava visleshapadane samarthyamasti. Tad niravayave atmaina sambhavati. See, avayavaha does not mean only the here. Suppose the parts, limbs, etc., we can talk about the physical body. When it takes, suppose the cotton boxes, the cottons, the paper, even the cloths, etc., everything is, there are many, many, many components. Many material components are put together. That's how everything, if even paper is a product of the combination of many factors. Everything here. Such things, all elemental products can get wet. Water has the capacity, is capable of causing the wetness on the part of all the material products, and then they can cause damage to the products in long run. Whereas it cannot do any harm to the Atma, because Atma is what? Is by itself one abstract reality, changeless reality. It's not a product of many components. Atma is not even a product. Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Atma is absolute reality. I'll stop here. Let me read one sentence and stop it. Tatha snehavatu dravyam sneha soshanena nashayati vayuhu. Tatha, in the same way, vayuhu sneha soshanena nashayati, dravyam nashayati. Snehavat dravyam. Snehavat dravya means, literally sneha means anything sticky substance. Snehavat dravya means substance with sticky, which has this sticky substance. Sticky substance, but here you can say anything which is damp, which is wet, or even it is sticky substance also. Sneha soshanena nashayati vayuhu. What is wind capable of doing? Vayuhu sneha soshanena, by drying up the dampness or the wetness or even the sticky nature, this the oily stuff, etc. Vayuhu nashayati. The vayu destroys that. Dries up and destroys. Evam enam sva atmanam na soshayati marutaha api. Even the wind also does not dry up the atma. Again, already I told you, only one answer you repeatedly given. Why? Every element is dependent on this abstract, formless reality, pure awareness, pure knowledge for its very existence. When these elements which are dependent on Atma for their existence, how can they do any harm to the Atma? Because Atma is the abstract one vastu, which is not combination of anything. So, tatha vayuhu, snehavadravyam. Snehavadravyam means any substance having any dampness, wetness or sticky nature. Sneha soshanena, by drying up the oil or any dampness or wetness, it destroys that object. Marutaha yenam swatmanam na apina soshayati. Yataha. Why? The answer is given in the following verse. The following verse also gives the same teaching of the 23rd verse, but in a different way. How the 23rd verse presents the teaching with the sentences in active voice. 24th verse presents the same teaching with the sentences in passive voice. So sentences are, difference is only in what? The sentences present the teaching in active voice. The sentences are in passive voice in the 24th verse. So we'll see next class. Achedyoyam adahyoyam akledyo soshya evacha nitya sarvagatasthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. The beautiful verse. Swamiji was loud to unfold this verse because achedyaha, adahyaha, akledyaha, asoshyaha. Then if the Atma is, what is Atma? Nityaha, sarvagataha, sthanuhu. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu, achaloyam sanatanaha. See, what we understand in Upanishad class is satyam jnanam anantam, isn't it? We can understand nityaha, why and how Atma is timeless. Not simply saying Atma is timeless. How Atma is timeless? How Atma is eternal? How Atma is permanent? Sthanu, how Atma is unmoving? Achalaha, immovable. Achalaha, sthanu, achalaha, sanatanaha, everlasting, permanent. Nitya, sthanu, achalaha, sanatanaha, nitya, sarvagataha. All-pervasive means how all-pervasive it is. It's not simply saying Atma is all-pervasive, Atma is all-pervasive. No, how? It has to be understood. Sarvagataha, Atma is all-pervasive means all-pervasiveness is the nature of the Atma. So when we listen to the unfoldment of the meaning of this word, in the mind what should happen? In the antakkanam, there must be vritti. Vritti, thought form of the nature of formlessness, that is all pervasiveness of the Atma, thought form of the all pervasive nature of the Atma must rise. All pervasiveness means what? The thought pertaining to the all pervasiveness must rise. So timelessness means what? How timelessness is the nature? How all pervasiveness is the nature? How sthanuttam, unmoving is the nature. I mean, changelessness is the nature. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. The beautiful verses, the following verses. Every verse I enjoy, every word I enjoy. Every time I say anything, for me Swamiji comes, Swamiji's class comes. Because so absorbed I used to be. For me, just Swamiji, the words bang in the mind. So now sometimes that comes. So I'm very happy. That's why I don't need to prepare. Just come and sit and talk. Whatever comes to mind is whatever I heard from Swamiji's class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.